you for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code so I can locate an account for you?
76262.
That was 76262?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And just may I have your first and last name, please?
Sonia Wilson.
Okay, Ms. Wilson, thank you for that. And just for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address for me, please?
Well, I just want to know who you are because I've got money coming out of my account and I have no idea who you are.
We are a third-party call center here. We house over 400 online vendors. Do you have a product? Or, I mean, I have an account with your name by that zip code. I just have to make sure it's the right account before I can give information as to what I see here.
It's 3725 Sleepy River.
Okay, yes, that's what we have. And let me get into the account. Okay, so there was a tactical bag that was ordered with our company on the 4th. It shows here that that was a welcoming gift to the Consumer Gadget Membership Club.
Okay, I don't know, have any idea what that is.
Do you recall ordering the tactical bag for $7.95?
No.
You don't? Okay. Well, yeah, it shows here that it could have been processed through from a survey or an email to complete a survey that you may have received, but it's mentioned there that this tactical bag was ordered on November the 4th for $7.95 shipping. I do see that it's shipped out already. And it stated there on that offer that it welcomes you into the Consumer Gadget Membership Club to where you would receive an email that contains a gift card worth $125 until you call to cancel the membership. So it looks like...
I don't want this $67 or whatever coming out of my account because I didn't sign up, but I don't even know what it is.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, I'll be glad to help you with the account as far as with getting this canceled out for you. Is your email address slwilson8@aol.com?
Yes.
Okay. Is it likely that it could have been someone in the home that may have used your information to order that tactical bag?
I'm the only one here.
Okay. Well, I mean, we do have a fraud department if you'd like for me to transfer your call over to them and let them do an investigation. But it shows here that the account was created under your name, your address, as well as your email.
Okay, and I said I didn't do it and I don't want it and I want that $67 back.
Okay. Well, let me get your account canceled. I'm going to have to send you over to the fraud department if you're stating you never initiated that tactical bag order and let them further assist you with the account.
And have it taken care of that way. But I'm not paying that.
No, I understand. And the fraud department can certainly assist you. So allow me just a second. I'm going to cancel this account, and I'll send you over to them so they can further assist you with that charge.
Okay, are you canceling that, is it going to give me my money back?
I can't tamper with the charge if you're stating that this is a fraudulent account. I have to send you to the fraud department. They can help you with whatever investigation that they're going to conduct and as far as with the charge.
Well, who's supposed to give me the money back?
Okay, Ms. Wilson, there's a department that assists with fraud accounts when customers contact. Okay.
Just send it to me, and I'll find out who I need to get a hold of to get this taken care of.
To do what? I'm sorry?
Just send me to whoever you got to send me to, because I'm going
to. Okay, yes, ma'am.
Whoever else I need to contact to find out how this happened.
Okay, no problem. Let me get your account canceled here real quick. And I do appreciate you being patient. Allow me just a second here. I'm just making sure that I cancel this account before I get your call transferred over.
Okay.
Okay, so I did get the account canceled. I do have a cancellation confirmation number if you'd like to write that down before I send you over.
Yes.
That's going to be C as in Charlie, 2624-97932.
Okay.
All right, and if you can just bear with me on the line, I'm going to go ahead and get your account sent over with the call. I do want to thank you for calling customer support, and I hope that you have a good day. One moment for your transfer.